In our court submission, the DA will demonstrate that the term numerical targets used by the Act is in fact a misnomer, and that in reality, the Act sets rigid racial quotas for 4 different job levels across 18 economic sectors. The Act also empowers the Minister to determine quotas that specify the particular demographic composition that designated employers must achieve, on pain of severe penalties, including inability to do business with the state, cancellation of existing state contracts, compelling orders, and hefty fines. These quotas amount to job reservation based on race on a scale last seen before 1994. The scheme violates the constitutional rights to equality, to freedom of trade, occupation, and profession, as well as the original Employment Equity Act's own prohibition on quotas. We cannot allow this draconian race-based legislation to stand. It will not only lead directly to mass job losses, it will also accelerate capital and skills flight at a time where our economy is already in deep crisis, brought about by poor policy choices, load shedding, and economic mismanagement. Ultimately, all South Africans will suffer as unemployment and poverty grows beyond already catastrophic levels. The DA is committed to work with all partners, both in political parties and civil society, to ensure the victory of the Moonshot Pact over the Doomsday Coalition in 2024, to inaugurate a new government that assigns this type of race-based legislation to the dustbin of history where it belongs.